Okay, thank you very much. First of all, I just thank the organizer. Nice invitation. And so my title is Cartan's the Moving Frame Theory and the Mappings Between the Balls. Okay. So let me just initiate by the origin of the problem is by Poincaré. So this is the case is if you have a two ball, you have a boundary, small piece, and you have another, So you have, the map is a holomorphic map, and not equal to constant. Okay, so from the piece to piece. And then conclusion is the map is automorphic, okay, biholomorphic. Later on, it is generalized to the high dimensional case by Tanaka, okay? So it's the simple case to CN, okay, to CN case. So that's the one thing. And the second thing is we have another theorem by Alexander. So this is a talk about the proper map, okay, and from N, BN to BN. So this means a holomorphic and proper map, and N is greater than 2, okay. And so the theorem say this is the same thing, automorphic group, okay. Yeah. But for N equal 1 is not true, okay. And so this is at least to give you some connection between the local CR map, because you restrict on the boundary is CR map, it's not holomorphic. So local CR map, and this is biholomorphic, okay, and the map, and this proper map, okay. And actually, the local CR map can be extended to the global, so it's also global. Yeah. Well, so this is the case equal dimension case, dimension same. And just like by distribution theory, equal dimension case is easy to do, but and when the coordination is higher, so that's more complicated. Okay. So N is greater than M, okay? So what happened? So here just, let me introduce the notation, just the prop map, the K, okay? From BN to B capital N. And just by definition is the prop holomorphic map. And smooth up to order k to the boundary. Okay, so that's a notation. And so let me introduce some theorem. We first will call it the first gap theorem phenomenon. Okay. The first gap theorem we say is that you take any map. Okay, it's a proper holomorphic. And it is smooth up to order 2, the boundary, N to capital N. And N is equal to 2, the capital N less than equal to 2N minus 2. So the point is that if the target space dimension increase a little bit, the map not increase. It's still the same map. So that means that the map conclusion is map. This map must be equivalent to I'm going to explain in a second, and another map, okay? So the map is the G, okay? And the G is a linear map. So this is Z, W is the one is from A minus one is vector, W is the complex numbers, okay? And what it means, equivalent just means up to automorphism. And so precisely means that you have two maps equivalent, just means you have a first map from Bn to B capital N, and you have a second map from the Bn also to B capital N. And this is some isomorphic here, okay? So this is the diagram commutes. That's called the equivalence. So that means that when the n equal to small n, beginning you have one map. Basically by the equivalent class, by the Alexander theorem, just one map. And when you increase the target dimension, you don't have any more new map, still same map. Okay, so the whatever increase is not. So, for the history for this result is the first is 1979. Okay, by Webb. And he first found this phenomenon by just look at this proof this case. Yeah. If this degree is 3 and n plus 1, okay, he studied the case to find this phenomenon, okay? And this n must be equal to 3. That's Webb's result. And then, Hume's theorem to Curius. If n equals 3, then what happens n equal to 2? So James theorem studied the case n equal 2 for Webster's case. Actually it turned out to be much more different phenomenon. Okay? So the theorem. So this is 3. Then the B2 to B3. Actually it turned out to have 4 different classes. This is one class, okay? The same thing. You have 4 different classes, 4 maps, up to the automorphic number. Well, and then the next year, okay, is Sima. Suffrage, okay. What we do is we first remove the condition, improve the condition from 3 into 2, okay. The differential condition is weaker. But also, they formulated the conjecture for this statement. Okay? They make conjecture, okay? They say that capital N should be like N to N minus 2. They formulated the conjecture. Okay? And so 1986, okay? So, theorem basically proved the conjecture, okay? The theorem, prove the theorem, but under the condition that the F must be holomorphic in a neighborhood of the boundary, okay? Yeah. So not a condition just like differential 2 or something, okay? And So the 86 to the 90, and of marriage, and out of the CR. Yeah. Not easy again. Okay. So they just extended the property to so they improve the differentiable condition to that level, okay, by proof other result. And eventually it's 1999, and Xiaojun Huang proved the case for differentiable 2. Okay. So this is the first gap, okay, so whenever you increase the target dimension, you don't increase the map. However, yeah. And so the second gap theorem. Okay, the second gap theorem. And so we talk about the proper holomorphic map from Bn to the capital N. Okay, so n equal greater than 5. Okay, so capital N equal to 3n minus 4. So the compression is also is equivalent to the new map. So the G is the rational map, okay? And the Bn to B2n. And this is G can be right precisely. That's the D'Angelo's map. Okay. So,
yeah.
No, that's only one. You need a room. You need more room to create a new map.
But that one,
no, yeah. In this case, only one map. Only one map. Okay? But you increase the dimension, the target dimension, you have a new map. Okay. And so this is 2005, the Hamada. He proved the case n equal to 2n case. Proof any mapping the, from Bn to 2n, that's the D'Angelo's map, okay? And, yeah. And 2276, okay? So, Huang, myself, and she proved the case. And then we have the third gap here. So the third gap itself is again any map between the proper holomorphic map. Okay. So this is greater or equal to 8, and this is less than 4n minus 3. Okay? 3. And then the conclusion is the map is equivalent to the new map. So where the G is the rational map. The Bn to B3n. In this case, the G is unknown. The precise version of what the G is unknown. Okay. Well, by the way, all this the data here are sharp. Okay, I'm going to explain that all the data are sharp. In the following sense, okay. Second, third, okay. So the map is from the space. So the same. So n is greater equal to 3, greater equal to 5, greater equal to 8, okay. And the capital N is 2n minus 2, 3n minus 4. Minus 7, and the G is the rational map Bn to Bn, Bn to 2Bn, Bn 3Bn. Okay, and yeah, that's an example here. Okay. Yeah. So we increase the target map. We have examples. So this is sharp. Also examples here. Okay. Also have examples here. And so this number you cannot improve. Okay. And also that the image. Okay, by the G, image. It must be a well, it makes sense to be proper subspace here. Okay? So that means you need to guarantee 2n minus 2 greater than n. So n greater than 3. So that's why we need 3. And the second case is the 3n minus 4 greater than 2n. So it's n greater than 5. And 4n minus 7, 3n. So it's n greater than 8. So the small n is the condition is necessary. And another formula, the target dimension should be have lower bound with the dimension for source space. And with some K0 is the geometric rank, it measures the non-triviality. I just not give definition here. And so this is the condition that means that in the first theorem, you just bought this, implies that the rank is zero. And in the second theorem, and by this inequality, the rank equal 1, less than 0.1. And third the theorem, the rank equal less than 2. Okay. So in a sense, and yeah, this also that capital N, it cannot be improved somehow. Now let's talk about some geometry part of view. Okay. So this is for our function theory part of view. And later I want to give the idea how to prove the third one, third theorem. So let's G is the Lie group, okay? And H is a subgroup, closed subgroup. And X is the portion space, okay? So it's the set of left cosets, okay? Homogeneous space. And so this is a Klein's famous in longer problem. So which tell us how to study geometry, okay? So from this problem, he say, what we're going to study is going to study you have the G, you have X, okay, H. So the one of the subject in geometry is study some manifold, okay? Some manifold. So this is the M, which is like embedded here, okay? M, manifold. And the one concept is two some manifold, X, they're equivalent, okay? So what do I mean? That means that there are some G, length M to N prime. The G from the group. Okay. Euclidean space, we have the group in rotation and translation. And projective geometry also, that this is, you know, that's TCM to TCM. And in all cases, spherical geometry, so this is a sphere, and this is some special group. And also we can study the subset in the sphere, okay? So this is the three cases I want to talk about, okay? And so I want to give talk about a little bit about the first case, the Euclidean geometry, okay? And so I think just I recall the Cartan's moving frame theory, and which is we do the same thing for the spherical geometry, okay? So Euclidean geometry here, okay? Talk about. So in infinite geometry, we take the Lie group is the motion group. Okay? And basically this translation and the rotation. Okay? And so this is precisely you can equal to the matrix space general linear group, and this is the n, okay? And so the n is the matrix, okay? So the 1, 0, t, r. So the t is the n, and r is the so n. Okay. So this is just to have two things, one translation, one different rotation, okay? And so the H is just means this one, okay? So the N is equal to that the quotient space, okay? So now let's just consider some element for in a space, okay? So this is N, capital N, okay? And we can consider some element for. So for each some element for, we introduce the concept called lift, which is just the map, okay? S is a lift. So this is the lift, this is the projection. So lift is a map such that this diagram can move. That's called a lift, okay? So you take a different sum if you have different. Even the same sum if you have a lot of choice of lift, okay? So you give another lift. Theta. So you always have the relationship. We have some matrix here, A, and such that this is for some A is some function, A is mapping to the G. By the way, in some part of your bundle, this is called a frame bundle, just including all the frame. Okay, so it's a moving frame. The name comes from here. So just take a section, the lift. Okay, the lift is x and j and the b. Okay, so this is dimension n, small n. This is capital N. It's embedding. So this is some element for this is a big space. Okay, and so if this x is a location, x is the inside some element for. Okay, so a new location. This part is for tangent space. Okay, so spin the x and this part for tangent space. Okay, and this part for normal vector. Okay, for normal. So you still have lots of choice for that lift. Okay, you have lots of choice to lift. And then, yeah. So you just you pull back. So this one is zero, the module of the point module of the EJ. Okay. Yeah. And now that we have the Mollier-Cartan form, okay? Cartan form. There are two ways to define. One way is being featured. You define the left invariant wing form. The second way is defined by embedding, okay? So the second way here, we define Mollier-Cartan form by, so at least you can regard embedding local. So this is where we define the Mollier-Cartan form. Okay. So the Mollier-Cartan form just means you just multiply this matrix to get a d a equal to omega. Okay. And yeah. And so here we make a requirement here. That's special lift. This is general lift. Special lift. We give it a name for special lift. We call the first order adapted lift. Okay. And if you change another lift, if all the both special first order adapter lift, there is a relationship with AX should be simpler, okay, simpler. So this take another ace theta, also the first order adapt lift. And then this A, the matrix A, that's special. That's 1, 0, 0. So this is from the SO. Yeah. And capital N. This is also the UAB, also from the SO. A minus N. Okay? That's special. Now we have this formula, okay, this is formula. So let me just rewrite this formula. So the ace is have component, okay. And then next one also the ace. And this is the Morley-Cartan form. Okay, Morley-Cartan form. So you imply that the first component is finally just dx equal to dEj omega j plus dA omega a. Okay, so this comes from this equation. This is called a Morley-Cartan equation. Yeah, equation. And yeah. And then just you pull back. Okay, you pull back. We compare this. This embedding, because there are so many. Compare this. So this thing should be equal to 0. Okay, this thing should be equal to 0. Compare both. And then you got here. We got the S for this part, for normal part is 0, okay, 0. And then take a differential, okay, take a differential. Yeah. Also equal 0, okay, also equal 0. And so now we have the basic equation, okay, Morley-Cartan equation, this is the basic equation. And just to use this different equation, and just use the formula, this is from left hand side, you consider right hand side, you get this identity. Okay. And then you have a Cartan's lemma for differential form. So you say you just get this pullback on some manifold. So equal to the combination of so pullback for the J. And by the Cartan's lemma also we know that the coefficient has symmetry property equal H. This is A here. Okay. So this is defined the second fundamental form in Cartan's moving frame theorem. For the submanifold. This is a way, Cartan's way to study submanifold. And so this is a second order form, which is a tensor, okay? So this is a tensor in a space for submanifold. So it's a normal bundle, okay? And also the point is that this is independent of choice. Of choice. Of any first order and adapted list. So whenever you choose the list, the same, the tensor is the same. Okay. So this is the Cartan's moving frame theory. Okay. So let's come back. So this is Euclidean geometry, okay? Euclidean geometry. In projective geometry, that's a classical projective geometry. So we take the general linear group, okay? Over the CPN, okay? So CPN is, it can regard it as a quotient space for some subgroup, okay? And also you can study any subset in the CPN. So therefore, you know, once the manifold is equivalent to another manifold, equivalent to, you have a map, the map of the M2, M prime. Okay? So now I want to go to the spherical geometry. So that's the point we want to study. So the spherical geometry, we want to study this guy is a sphere, okay? First of all, we prefer to study the line, not the sphere. So if you have a circle, you can map to the line. Okay. And inside you can map inside. And so first we have the Taylor transformation. So this is a map of the Heisenberg space to the sphere. Okay. So also can define inverse. And so this H here is the Heisenberg space. So dW. So this is from C minus 1 plus C. And this is the imaginary part of W, so norm square. Hot surface. Okay. And now, So we can regard this the Heisenberg space, okay, in a subset of some CPN, okay. This is part of you then just defined by the homogeneous equation, okay. Homogeneous equation. So this is the equation C A. So here the Z is the vector. So the first is single compass number, last also compass number. Okay. So now I want to study the spherical geometry. So this is a sphere, okay, sphere. So it's a subset of the CPN. And so the group we want to use is the special unitary group. And this is the group introduced by the Chern Moser. It's 1974. Okay. the ECDA paper, okay? And so this is the group for the unitary group. So what is this group? Okay, what is this group? And so G is called the special unitary group. Called SUN plus 1. So this is basically is the general linear group. Yeah. And such that it's invariant on this form. Okay, so this is we define this is like inner product, but it's not really, but something like that, invariant for this, okay, or invariant for the hypersurface. And now I want to make a remark, okay? Remark. And for equivalence, okay? For equivalence. Equivalence. So previously we just say that two map is equivalent. Okay? And so this is the diagram. Okay, so that's the equivalence we talked about from polynomial function theory. And now the Cardan theory, okay, Cardan theory. So the manifold is the equivalent. Okay? So if only if we have G, that's this two okay. And in our case, this is the image of the time surface. And this is the image for the another, let's consider for boundary. Okay? And so basically these two equivalents are equivalent, same thing, okay? So you can from the function point of view is up to automorphism that's the defined equivalence, but also you can use this is a geometric the definition you can define that. Okay. So what's the special for spherical geometry, okay? Special point. So the series geometry we can introduce the Hermitian product, okay? So for different things by definition, okay? And this again did by Chern and Moser paper, okay? So we can define that. Okay, for any two vectors. Okay, and then by Chern and Moser. So this is a special group, okay? So every z in this group can equivalent to the z is z0, za, zn plus 1, okay? And satisfy the following conditions, okay? Satisfy the following conditions. So this is a matrix, so the determinant is equal to 1. And so this is the matrix, the form problem. So this group is special. This group, a unitary group, is you can identify as matrix, identify this equation, okay? And therefore, the corresponding Mori-Katan form has more special property. So this satisfies more special property. For example, we have just a couple of. Okay. So the corresponding form is a special. So for the part of the commutation, so you have a more equation, more condition, you can get more property. Okay. And so here's some idea to prove that the theorem for gap three. So this paper is by a joint paper with Huang and myself and Ying. Okay, we have preprint for this paper. And so the idea is the Katan form to study embedding problems started from by Katan. Okay. Just this idea to study embedding problem by different content, okay? Problem. But usually the paper is very calculation is long. For example, Katan paper is 70 pages for the embedding problem. Okay. So, well, here's the idea. So we're starting, we have a mapping here, okay? Okay, we have mapping. And then because this is a C3, okay, C3, so extend to the boundary, okay, boundary. And also we can consider mapping in the Heisenberg space, okay? Heisenberg space. So this is image, okay? This is image. Yeah, so this is the Heisenberg space. SU. So idea, you know, first you just introduce a lifting. The first order adapted the lifting, okay? Okay. So by the construction we have the Mori-Katan form. Okay. Mori-Katan form. And so Mori-Katan form. There's a one piece here, actually, I just say, we also can define, similarly, we can define the CR, the second and the second fundamental form. Also, in projective geometry, also there are some definition called projective second fundamental form. The same, a similar setting, okay? But we should omit some of the dimension. And anyway, so we produce the Mollet-Cartan form, and the one part is the second fundamental form, okay? And now the map is the rank of two, okay? Rank of two. And we have some results in the local normalization. So the rank of two, you have power series nearby zero, power series. Okay? And so we can use some normalization. So some coefficients vanish, okay, vanish. And so this is a make some turn. In this second fundamental form part, equal zero. Okay, so some normalization is sometimes for this part equal zero. And so not all equal zero, some time equal zero. And then we should use extensively this equation. And to start with this, by this equation, we can turn and more term equal zero. Okay, this is the idea, more term equal zero. And so not always zero, not the whole column equals zero, but some of them is zero. And eventually, what we can do is that the lift is a component, okay? So like this one, and this is a J for the tangent S, this is for the, okay? So this is responsible for tangent space, okay? For tangent space. And this one for normal part, okay? Normal part. Normal part. And so because lots of term vanished, okay? So that's we can replace x, the lifting by the smaller one, we just cut something, okay? So this is x, j, and this is, we cut something. Smaller, okay? So this is the thing. And we also replace the omega, the polycarton form by the smaller size form, okay? Also by cut some time. Okay. So we can cut because of vanish. Okay, because of vanish we can cut. So eventually we still have the formula for this. Okay. Still have formula. And so the beginning part is generated by the mapping still not change. Only change in the normal part. And so this is a complete system, okay? Complete differential system. And so actually the size of the image, okay? And controlled by this the size of the Mollet-Cartan form. Because the size is smaller, so we control this dimension. So it controlled. Okay, so that means we'll get this proof. So it's equivalent to the new map, and which is located in the rational map, yeah, Bn to 3n. Okay, so the precise number it comes from the size how it is cut. Okay. So that's the idea for proof this theorem. I think I should stop.